Wouldn't be recording without our good man Jack helping out on production here.
He's a quality hire, that's for sure.
What's that called? It's not a quality hire.
Diversity?
What?
Like a diversity hire?
No, a personality hire.
I don't think he is.
Definitely a personality hire.
I think he lied about
technical abilities.
Yeah, I think he lied about all of his experience.
I think I turned that off. It doesn't look like it's on anymore.
Yeah, you tell me.
It's not purple anymore, so I think we're good. I don't need a delay effect, Jack. I'm good. I think we're going to have a weird enough episode as it is.
Yeah, I would agree. This is going to be a good one, though. I feel like, you know, we took that break last time.
Yeah.
But I felt like this one was the break for some reason. I don't know. It just feels like it's been a while since we recorded last.
Well, and I think it helped that we played such a casual type game as well, and we weren't traveling.
Yeah, in between our recordings. That's a good point.
So it was a very chill, like, 2 weeks of gaming.
Yeah, it really was.
It wasn't too bad. I got to focus mainly on the game, and
this was a pretty good one actually. This kind of took me back to, I don't know, like that, you know, in person co-op feel. Like, I wasn't playing couch any co-op. Yeah, couch co-op. Yeah. Just a game you would sit down and just play with your buddies, trying to rack up score and shit, finding all the secrets. But I remember playing these games. Like, there's a title or two on the GameCube, I think.
Yeah.
Very similar.
You're thinking of, like, the hack and slash ones. There was the Two Towers and Return of the King.
I think both
had that play style where it was like, yeah, I remember that, too. I think for, like, anyone our age probably has a recollection of doing couch co-op Lord of the Rings. Even if you weren't a Lord of the Rings fan, I'm sure you played it. Because also you had different characters you could choose and level them up. It was very similar to Gauntlet.
Oh, like, you know,
those, like,
you know,
Dark Legacy and like those, yeah, ones where, like, you can just, like, grab a character that's already leveled up by somebody, or you have your rogue that you've been leveling yourself type thing.
You know, I never got into Gauntlet. I acquired it somewhat recently, and by recently I mean like in the last couple of years.
Like the like one on Steam?
Yeah, I think it's the OG. Like remastered perhaps.
I wonder, because that sounds like really a lot of fun, but I don't know what you could remaster with something like that. Like,
yeah,
you have to
I have no idea.
Full reskin probably. Because Gauntlet is like a 8-bit graphical kind of game.
Interesting.
Yeah, but there's tons of iterations of it. Like, there's tons of different versions of it.
Oh, really?
Gauntlet. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, actually. I always thought it was kind of Diablo-esque. Like an OG predecessor to Diablo, perhaps?
OG predecessor or just a clone?
Did it come after?
Gauntlet?
Yeah. Is Diablo a Gauntlet clone?
No, you're right.
Clone,
you're
or?
Right. Like, the first Gauntlets. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is. Yeah. For sure. I never thought about that, but you were on point with that comparison.
Hell yeah. Look at me. I mean, even the talking like I know shit.
Even the characters are like based and come from that. So.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I know stuff sometimes. It has been far too long since I've seen through all of the Lord of the Rings movies.
That's what I've been thinking the whole time that I've been playing
this. Oh my god.
I've also been reading to Ren the Hobbit every now and again.
Hell yeah.
I'm reading The Fellowship on my own. So this all tied in very, like, I really want to watch the movies. Even The Hobbit. And we discussed this in one of the last episodes where I just do not like the movie versions of The Hobbit. That it doesn't seem to work well. For whatever reason, it seems like they pull away from the book and it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I don't think I've read The Hobbit.
Yeah, this is what we talked about.
I know, I can't, I know, I can't remember. Maybe.
Well, I have a copy now, so you could borrow it. It's a quick read. As big of a book as it is, it's a really quick read.
Well, I need to finish that other book you let me borrow. When the Girl Sings?
How
the Hula Girl Sings. Man, I can never get that one right.
We have another episode where you can't get it right either.
I mean, that's super not surprising, to be honest. I feel like if I do one thing consistently, it's forgetting shit. Or at the very least, not remembering them. I have the information, I just don't remember where I put it, I think is usually how that plays out.
Oh, it's kind of like when you lose a ring.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
You know, and then a little small creature with furry feet finds it.
Those fucks.
Kind of like in Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Aragorn's quest. Is it Aragorn? Am I saying that right?
Aragorn?
Aragorn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aragorn!
Because even though I've seen the movies, whenever I read the name, I read it as a Aragorn. I don't read it right. I never put the R in there.
Well, you also Aragorn. Have Aragorn.
Aragorn.
That's but that's a different person.
In the same movie?
Yeah. Aragorn is a totally different person.
Who is that?
Fuck.
Is that one of the elf people? I don't think so.
Hold on. This is going to piss me off.
We got to look it up.
I know the name. Right up
here. You can go over there. You're not typing anything.
No. I didn't get into the right one.
Click over there. You didn't click on it ever.
Well,
you're trying to use your fancy. I thought I could do it better.
Yeah. You couldn't. I want it to be better.
Well, don't we all? Aragorn
is. Oh, wait, now that I'm saying that, I'm realizing, like, I think that's that book, Christopher Drake.
It's about dragons, right?
Yeah, dude. I loved that series.
I always made fun of
when I was in high school.
I always made fun of kids. Not to their faces. I don't think I ever made fun of them to anybody else, but just to myself in my head, I made fun of those dragon kids.
Shit. Yeah, no, I think I...
Arwen might have been what you were thinking of.
No, I thought there was an Aragorn. It might be spelled differently. Aragorn. No, everything is just Aragorn. Yeah. Just misspelled.
So while we're looking at this, I instantly want to bring up something, not so much about the game, but about the series of Lord of the Rings that maybe you could clarify for me.
Mm.
He's called Strider.
Right.
But he's also Aragorn. But he's also the Ranger. And he also has another name that now that I'm saying it, I can't remember. But it's in the game. But you're going through because you pick up little journals.
Yeah.
And it's like his actual name, I want to say. Or is it the name that he's given? Because Aragorn's the name that he's given.
Yeah, he has a few. So you have Strider, Elessar.
Elessar.
Estelle? Or Estelle?
Estelle is how I say it.
Longshanks.
Longshanks. That's what they call me. Yeah.
They do not call you Longshanks. No fucking way. Some
people call me Estelle.
Oh, God. Other people
call me Longshanks.
Dude, it's one of the most badass characters, honest to God, of all time. I love him to death, dude.
He is. And, like, the bromance between him and Boromir. Yeah.
Dude, also Boromir. Oh, fuck, dude. What a tragedy.
I mean,
what a fucking tragedy.
I don't know. I think he died when he really should have.
I mean, I agree. I don't think he necessarily has redemption without such sacrifice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it really sucks to see it play out that way, especially with his father being such a fucking cock of shit.
Yeah, he really is.
I fucking hate that.
It's one of those things where you're like, man, that guy's come really far for what he's, you know, been given.
Yeah. Boromir was a fucking man's man.
And Aragorn. So Aragorn?
Aragorn.
Aragorn is a ladies' man, for sure.
Fuck, dude. He could be a man's man, too, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. He's just a man of, you can tell a man of love and passion.
Oh, bro. I would eat the trail right out of his ass crack. No fear. Just face first.
Just for the ring or for.
I'd do it for free. For
the fellowship.
I would do it for the fellowship. Fellowship.
For the fellowship.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's not gay if you do it for the fellowship.
Dude, I'm going to start using that. Do it for the fellowship. Come on. Think of the fellowship.
What would the fellowship do? Well, a split of a lot of different things is what they would do.
That is true.
That's something that... so
split the party, first and foremost.
let's instantly get into the story of this game. Because Aragorn's quest starts out and you're fighting Sauron. Is that his name?
Sauron.
And that does not take place in the movies. And so you're kind of like, what? Yeah. Like, and it's so early. Like, did you catch on that you were level 42?
At the, like, at the very, very beginning before it, like, starts the game.
Yeah, you're a little
intro. I did. I was, like, beefed the fuck out, and I was like, hell yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm just trouncing shit.
Dude, I'm slashing the shit out of these people. And then it turns out that that's just a made-up story by Sam Wise's kids.
Yeah.
And then they are tired of hearing the story about the Fellowship and about Frodo and Sam because they've heard that story 100 times. So then he tells the story, this book that he has of Aragorn's quests and like what he was going through on his side of things while they were off on their journey.
Yeah. Which, spoiler, is essentially him just supposedly killing everything ahead of the rest of the Fellowship to clear the way. Just single-handedly defeats every single mob in the Mines of Moria. Single-handedly. The Watcher, solo. And I love it. It just every step of the plot is just like, all right, we have to go through the mountains. And Aragorn, all, kill everything.
And they're all with you, right? They're all like talking with you. Fucking, you're with Gimli when you're going through the mines and his like cousin is fucking dead and he never shows up or does anything.
I don't think they render a single other character other than Sam, his three kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aragorn and then the different mobs.
Do you notice one of the kids looks like Frodo?
100%, because at first I thought it was Frodo. I was like, too. What the fuck?
But no, Frodo was just banging Samwise's wife.
I don't remember her name. It was, oh, fuck.
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's going to drive me nuts, because like, she was a cool character, I always thought.
I barely remember her, unfortunately.
Rosie Cotton. Yeah.
What a name.
Because I can hear Sam. He's just, Rosie. Yeah. He had a thing for her. From way back. Well, like the trip to destroy the ring was like, wasn't it like 3 years?
Yeah, I guess that's true. It does take him a long ass time.
Yeah, that's a haul, dude. That's like, I'm fucking bent out of shape when I got to drive to the airport. That takes me 3 days. Three days.
That would also bug this shit.
Yeah, that would fuck me right off.
3 days to go to the airport.
Yeah, I would be pissed, I guess.
So the story is loosely accurate and reminded me instantly of how quickly all of them fucking get separated.
And it's immediately, dude.
At any time, like, it was two people get back together and then the rest fucking split off somehow.
Oh yeah.
And it's just constant. And I'm really curious of how much the story stayed true to the movie, because obviously there's parts where he breaks away from what is actually happening in the movies because he's not in the whole thing, right? Every scene. So it's his other shit going on. But I don't remember them fighting so many fucking goblins, do you?
Like everywhere?
Everywhere. From the beginning until the end of the mines. It's all goblins everywhere they go.
Well, it was most like the...
Which seemed
the mines
more
were
of
overrun
part,
with goblins.
That's true. But, and that seemed accurate. But before you get there, don't you also deal with goblins?
Yeah, I think you're... Wow, they're either... Oh, fuck, they might be. We spend a fuckload of time in those other caves that aren't the Mines of Moria, because you take an awful long time getting to that.
Yeah,
point.
Because you're going over.
But
the
I think
mountain,
you're right. It's
you're
mostly
going,
goblins,
and that makes sense because in The Hobbit, that's the mines. That's the mountain that they go through where they deal with all the goblins before they get into the mines. There's a mountain.
Yeah,
and that's where you're dealing with all. So it's interesting that. Because I don't think that part is in the movie at all. I don't remember that part. But I also, when's the last time you watched them?
Fuck. It's been fucking it has been, me. Yeah, it's been too long. I literally, I don't know. It's probably been over 10 years.
Wow.
Which is insane.
I think that's crazy, but also me too.
Like, I love those movies, honest to God. I think I might in one.
Did we watch through them when we started playing Shadows of Mordor? Is that the game that came out where you could...
Yeah, that was the... what is that a clone of? I don't remember.
I always thought it was like a it's, what do you call those when you die and then come back as a different character, kind of?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Rogue Legacy. It's a roguelite, right?
Oh, sure.
A 3D roguelite. We're looking this one up, too.
Yeah, may as well. I got the keyboard. Yeah,
I love it. Game type.
Yeah. Action adventure, third person, open world.
I would not call it that.
I would not at all either.
I mean,
that's a fail for AI.
It's kind of open world, I guess, isn't it? But that's not what I think of when I think of that game.
I think by definition you would consider. Mad Max is also what
it reminded me of. Maybe that's just because those came out at like the same time.
But the Mad Max game, actually, though.
That was really
fucking
fun.
Fire.
Yeah,
that fucking was a fire. Blast. Yeah, no, I feel like it's a clone.
So with last week we had talked about, or last time we recorded, we had talked about the, how many games have been made based on Lord of the Rings because of how long Lord of the Rings had been around.
Fuck, forever.
There are so many. There are, I mean, on the Atari, I think they have them. Like, maybe not the Atari, but like the Commodore, maybe. They have 35 just for Lord of the Rings. That doesn't count The Hobbit.
Yeah. That's a chunk.
They also, but I mean, they go back to text adventure.
Yeah, I highly doubt that's totally inclusive.
The list that I was watching was by Triple Jump, where they list them from worst to best. This game was the worst on the list.
No shit.
And I find that shocking because this game is really fun. I was like really skeptical about what this was going to be the moment it comes into Sam Wise talking to his kids, and it's slow. It seems like it's having trouble processing him talking.
Yeah, the animations are pretty rough, and like a full 3D render for the cutscenes, which I thought was an interesting choice.
It was a very interesting choice because obviously the system couldn't handle it, and it doesn't play well at all. It's so slow and sluggish. That's the most annoying part of the game is sitting through that cutscene waiting to get back into the gameplay.
Was this a native DS game, do you know?
So this, yeah, technically, because there is a Wii version, but this game isn't considered a clone or like a remake of it because it's its own game.
Interesting.
The Wii and PS2 version of this game.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's PS3. I don't remember. It's more of a... Well, I scared everybody right there.
Yeah, scared me.
It's more of an open world adventure RPG kind of
interesting
thing. It looks pretty good just from the screenshots that I had seen.
That sounds dope.
Also did not rank high on that list. But then, having done some of my own research, because what they do is they take the Metacritic scores, some other just like random scores that they have around from websites,
sure,
and compile a list of the worst ranking ones. So it's not like technically their opinion on it.
That's fair.
But the this game was, in my opinion, and I saw other people say this too, once you get into the combat,
yeah,
and start to understand the combat, it is a really fun game. And it fucking ramps up the difficulty. And that was a complaint that
it does quick, too.
The people said it was too easy, that you could just button mash. No, you cannot.
No, the fuck you can't.
You fucking didn't play this game. You played the first level, maybe. Barely got through it by button mashing. But from that point on, you cannot do that. You will die.
No. And I will say, I too, at the very beginning, thought that was my opinion. I was like, mm-hmm. This game kind of sucks. It's all button mashy. Like, it's played the same as the two games that we talked about earlier, Two Towers and Return of the King for GameCube and PS2.
Yep.
Yeah. Quality games in their own right. And this is played the exact same way. You've got skills. You've got bow skills. You've got offensive skills. You've got, I guess, utility skills that you can unlock.
Yeah, kind of magic.
Yeah, kind of magic. I'm not going to lie. I got the haste one.
Which one was haste? Is that where you
run? It's literally you just run fast.
Oh, yeah. I did like that one.
Yeah, I got that one because Like, you know, if you need to do any backtracking or something, because each level has like secrets, items to find, little side quests to find, and that's actually really fun in its own right.
It is so much fun. It adds so much depth to the.
Oh yeah, and just it gets bigger, and there's just more because everything is super simplified at the very beginning, where it's just kind of feeding you these concepts in a very digestible, you know, fashion. So it's like, find the three runes, and they're all right fucking next to each other. And then you get into, you know, these levels that are, there's a lot of rooms, and the levels are pretty fucking big. And you're like, there's fucking eight things you got to find. You're like, oh, well, wow, I walked Jesus. Right past one all the way at the very beginning.
Yep.
So haste was nice. And then there was the big sweeping attack one.
This is the spin one?
It's not the spin one. It just
doesn't. I like the spin
one. The spin one is really sick.
That took more mana use.
I think it's like 50%.
Yeah.
The one I'm thinking of was like 35 or 25. And so if you had a full meter, you could smack it a couple of times.
That's sick.
But it'll knock everything back.
Through. I always forgot about the power, the power up moves that we're talking about.
I would.
Because I was just always. So the way that this combat works and what this game is, and I'm curious, I meant to look up, I don't know if there's an Assassin's Creed game on the DS or not, but this feels like an Assassin's Creed game because when you have a group of three, a mob of three coming at you, one of them is the leader and then the other two are like grunts and they're going to attack you. And what you're going to want to do is block at the right time. So you parry their attack and stun them.
Do the
and
then parry.
Try to like time out your parries for the other guys. And when done successfully, it feels amazing.
It is a good feeling. And it's, I feel like on the surface, the combat system doesn't seem very verbose. It doesn't feel very fleshed out. The combos feel a little bit drawn out and inconsistent, I think, in the timing. Because you basically have a light and a heavy attack.
Yep.
And a combo is three inputs. And you can kind of reorganize them in different combinations to do different things. And especially when you're involving the strong attacks or the heavy attacks, the timing on them to make sure it actually is included in the combo as opposed to resetting could be kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
But once you get the hang of it,
fucking match. It's not like X, Y, X. It's X,
yeah,
Y, X. And then it almost gives that a Souls-like feeling, right? Because of how slowly you're swinging these big sword hits, but they're hitting chunk, chunk. And you get that third one in.
And slicing it's boom. Down,
and it feels so good.
It does. It does feel impactful. And like if you knock back an enemy and they fall down, they're invulnerable unless you have a targeting strike that goes down, that you can't just like hit them with any normal attack. So I would get in the habit, because heavy attacks are so like time-consuming to implement usually or get going. If you just do light heavy, it's just a boom, boom. It's 1-2. And so I would just like 1-2, 1-2 and just like let it reset and just do the first two attacks of the combo. And then if I wanted to finish it out, you know, you can.
Yeah.
You know, the combo that ends in a light and you just like do a high kick and it just knocks them back on their ass, dude.
Yeah. That's so satisfying.
So satisfying. Just like you lay down.
The graphics had me thinking of, GTA Chinatown Wars.
You know, I could not decide if I loved the graphics or not. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's great. It feels a little bit cramped at times. I would say like the areas I feel like are huge, but like you're pathing through stuff.
Camera is in on you.
Yeah. It's pretty close up, which isn't terrible. Because I want to be able to see what I'm doing on the, you know, with the actual character models. But I felt really blind at the very beginning until I got used to it. Because you're just running, you know, to whatever direction of a map, which is all off screen. And you can't see very far. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's enemies right there. And I felt at first that made using the bow pointless. Because you kind of have to, you basically, when you go to attack with the bow, you spend the first second of action equipping the bow, like pulling it out.
Yeah,
then you have to press and hold to draw it back, and then you can release in the sweet spot for more damage. But then by that point, motherfuckers are already on you. And it took me a little bit to kind of get a feel for the rhythm and like.
Did you know?
Mm.
So you can hit people off screen. And the game is very yes. predictable in ways. And that's where I will have a gripe with it, is the predictability of so much of the game and level repetition. But so when you're expecting some enemies to be coming up when you're going, pull your bow out. Use your lock-on system.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lock on to someone, you have a different stance that your guy takes than if you have no one to lock on to.
Yeah, that's true.
And so then you just do.
And you just like shell them out.
And these are not the best AI. If you aren't close enough, they won't come attack you.
No, they'll just stand there. You
can't ag them. They just
it's pretty... It is pretty... Yeah, there were some cheeses that you could apply. And, you know, I didn't think that they were significant enough to degrade my... like my overall enjoyment or my gaming experience. So I thought it was kind of fun. I kind of liked it.
It was a really nice mind melt kind of thing where you didn't have to think a whole lot. You didn't yeah. have to pay attention because like your focus is blocking, parrying, and attacking.
Mm-hmm.
And then along the way, if you just go a little bit out of your way, you can find some things. What became my addiction was finding the rune pieces, the dwarven like, runes.
Yeah, for like weapon forging.
Yeah, and you get a new weapon, and that became crucial. I missed one. I didn't mean to finish the level. I just like went through an exit that then just like caused the cutscene. I can't go back now.
Yeah,
I didn't get the sword. So then, when you go into that next level, you have to be defensive because your attack is not keeping up with the growth of the enemies.
Yeah.
That was kind of a frustration, but also a really cool mechanic. I enjoyed, I think like we were just saying earlier, having something to search for or do just like in an extra quest. Some of them didn't have rewards, you know, like burning down all their flags.
That's true. You just get them completed. But getting to that summary screen at the end though, and having everything checked off. And I was like,
oh.
Yeah, and nothing was overtly difficult to like identify, right? Like the secrets aren't so secret that I'm like combing through levels for an hour.
I had to get secrets and didn't know I got secrets.
Like that, yeah, that's fair.
I was like, I didn't.
I didn't even know I know secreted. I did.
But I'll take it. But yeah, it was the most satisfying, one of the best parts of that game, just having that at the end there. Also, what kind of reminds me of Gauntlet as well, now that we have that on the mind.
All right.
That was a game that I don't think they ever made for DS that I think they should have made for DS.
I feel like I would like to play it on DS.
It looks like they did have, and I don't know if you said it, they do have Assassin's Creed on Nintendo. So
yeah, it looks like there's Altair's Chronicles and Assassin's Creed 2 Discovery.
I'm curious to see.
I wonder if those are any good.
If this is a clone of one of those. I really am.
I could see the gameplay being rather similar.
I found the timing. Once again, I don't know if this was a mechanic and I was just bad at it. But the timing for having these three enemies coming at you and having to parry and try to swing and attack before that parry wears off, because they have like a like dizzy,
they're just kind of stunned for a second,
but it only lasts for a little bit. So then someone else is coming to attack you, you parry that one, you still have a third guy coming at you. By the time you get that guy blocked or away from him, the first guy is like no longer stunned. And then if you have two swords swinging at you at the same time,
you're only blocking one of them.
You're only, maybe.
Yeah, true.
And then all of a sudden, there were times where it was like, they'd get like a quick hit.
Yeah.
Did you catch that? Where it's like, there's two guys swinging with a sword, but I got hit four times. Because there's a little, you know, hit marker.
Yeah.
Bah.
You're like, what the fuck? Yeah, sometimes the code seemed a little chintzy. I don't know. But like, I don't know. I did have a good time playing this game.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I really did. I was, especially so, I'd started playing it. I was enjoying it. I pulled that list up to have something to kind of listen to while I was playing. And the first thing it had on there was this game. And I was like, I didn't want to have anyone else's opinion affect my opinion. So I skipped right over it. But you already have it at like the top of the bad games list.
Yeah.
So I was expecting it to just be, you know, shit in some ways. And just around every turn, while there was like the negative things that, and I've said this about other games, the negative things that should have bothered me about this game, I was okay with, because the overall, the goodness about it definitely outweighed the bad. And it was also kind of enjoyable. The like a big complaint for me, and I think anybody, would be, as I said, the repetition. That repetition was kind of nice, though, for how just like simple it was to pick up, play it for 25 minutes. Because that's what it seemed like, every level takes 25 minutes to get through.
Yeah, if you're getting everything and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's a nice little just breeze through, playing it in bed, falling asleep.
Perfect.
Great. Excellent.
I will say, the first time I fought the Watcher in front of the entrance to the mines.
Oh, I got my ass kicked so many times on that, man.
Well, I couldn't really figure out the mechanic. Mm-mm. I thought you getting grabbed was like you fucking something up. And then I actually almost had it killed, finally. And then the fucking game just crashed.
Oh,
I was like, you gotta be. I was like, well, I'm going to bed. Like, yeah, I'll do this again later. This
game again.
No, I did it again, and then I realized, oh, the Watcher surfaces after he picks you up, and you just dump arrows into that stupid asshole.
Yep.
And then like, yeah, fucking yep. Killed him so fucking fast.
There is a way. You do have to get grabbed by it, because I remember trying to avoid getting grabbed. And I think
it's just an automatic thing.
You can get grabbed and pick up damage, but there's a way to get grabbed and not pick up damage, which was really hard to understand.
Yeah, I think he'll slam his tentacles down, and basically it'll flash the impact area, and you just have to avoid it.
Yep.
And then the tentacles are like, oh, stuck on the fucking dirt. Whatever, and then you have to fucking whack at him.
It's like then fucking the dirt.
Like, yeah, dude, he's just like, my fucking arms are so heavy. Like, okay, dude, chill out. But
did you see my massive dong get stuck?
Yeah, like, these aren't hands. Like, okay, yeah, we're gonna whack these off. No, I mean, we're gonna hack these off. Yeah. No, the Watcher was always fucking weird.
I didn't remember it until, like, I forgot that scene was there until that happened.
It's a good one, dude.
It is. It always takes you for surprise.
Well, and you never kill it. Like, I feel like in the games you end up killing it, some of them.
But in the movie, it just like, no, in this game you didn't kill it. You just like scared it away.
Oh, is that what it was? That's what
they say. Yeah.
Boo.
Yep. And then how disappointing, though, was that spider fight?
I fucked it up so fast. It wasn't even... It maybe had, like, one hit that it took extra from, like, semi-elite mob, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a letdown. It had, like, a special health bar and everything and, like, named and shit. And I was like, hell yeah, let's go. Oh, dude,
I was scared. I was honestly so scared because that scene has always terrified me.
Oh, like with Shelob?
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude. I'm not even afraid of spiders. But that... Fuck that bitch.
Yeah. Nah. Nah, she's terrifying. And just like the way she grabs Frodo and just starts like wrapping him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Terrifying. But yeah, really, that was kind of a letdown. But it was a kind of a nice letdown, because you just come out of that Watcher fight.
Yeah.
And then right into that, basically.
Right, yeah. Yeah, straight away, pretty much, at the end of like that next level, I think.
So once you get out of the mines, you're introduced to orcs.
Yeah.
And...
That's kind of a step up.
It is. It gets really fun then, because you cannot... That's when you really can't button mash. Then it's when...
Yeah, no, you got to play your counters.
Constantly.
Yeah. I would get... I would do this thing where... So that one special attack that I was using would knock everybody back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would burn through a combo that ends in like a down slam heavy attack and just like start executing them.
Yep. I do the similar thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of bummed there wasn't like any kind of instant like on the ground hit.
Me too.
Ah, that kind of bumped me out. But
then once you start dealing with orcs, you really get to the point where if you have one guy that you parry and you can get away from the group and get that heavy combo going, once you do that downward strike on the guy that's down, you then go to the person that's coming up to get you
yeah.
and use your heavies that will knock him back. strike him down. And you can just keep this going with between the three of them. And then you're like, this is Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You're just like separating them out and picking them off.
Yeah. And just insta-killing. Yeah. That was.
It was fun though. And like the gear upgrades, they would auto, like you'd find them and everything would auto equip. Everything is always like a railroaded upgrade.
Auto equip?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. I never had to equip a single piece of gear. No, for sure.
Yeah, you did.
I would go in and even look at it, and they're already equipped.
No.
Every single piece of gear, my friend. I never had
to equip it. I always had to equip it when I picked something up.
Nah, I noticed it immediately because always. I picked it up, and I was like, ooh. Because
some of them have defense. Like, some things do take away from parts of your stats.
Yeah, some of them, yeah, some of them will give you multi-stats.
You don't always have. Not everyone has
I could go through and, like, rechange my stuff, but every time I'd get something new, it would always auto-equip. So the gear...
Don't believe them. Play the game for yourself.
I mean, I'm not suggesting this game is developed well enough to provide a consistent experience for all players.
So you wouldn't recommend this game?
Honestly, actually, I would. This, like, this is... I just know that it's a B game.
C game.
Oh, come on.
This is not a B game. I don't think this game ever released for full price.
Oh.
I mean, when I say that, I mean, like, it wasn't like...
Yeah.
Maybe I bet this game was for $30 when it came out. You know, this was a budget title. The game lasts maybe 5 hours. It had like a
6.5
because it's 12 chapters long. It's 12 chapters long and it's got 25 minutes in each chapter.
Yeah.
So and you're not going to find this question this answer.
Yeah, I will. Watch me. Damn, dude. Would you say 35?
Yeah.
$34.99.
DS games used to
be that's fucking... Just all of them. Whatever, dude.
So, yeah, this game was like $20.
Yeah. Probably.
Man, what Either a great way, time when a freshly launched game fuck. Is $40.
$40? Get a game, you get a still decent game for $35?
Get a game in a bag, dude. Still not bust up your whole paycheck.
For real. Now you have to buy the same game 3 times before you can ever play it.
Fucking insane. I want to do this complaint, but you're right.
It's such ass, dude. What happened? What happened?
We had a campfire last night. And so a campfire, a bonfire. We weren't camping.
And it could still be a campfire. We just used it at the house.
I
haven't
bathed yet, so I still have it like in my hair.
Oh, I still got that campfire.
My hands through, and I just caught a whiff it on my hand. It's like, am I having a stroke right now?
You smell toast too?
Smell this, dude.
Dude, have you seen that like 4-panel comic with the sharks in the water? And the first one's like, hey, Larry, what was that thing we're really good at smelling like really far away and shit? And he's like, blood? He's like, oh, not toast? No. And then he's like, I think I'm having a stroke.
That's good.
Oh shit, always cracks me up, dude. This was a nice break. I didn't feel
like you said it felt like a break.
Yeah, and like it was just fun to sit down and play. I was like, I'm gonna smack through a level real quick and then set it down.
Yeah,
and then you know, and it's super forgiving, honestly. Like once you get the feel for the combat and you learn where to slow it down a little bit.
And when you die, you don't start over at the very beginning of the level.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, like, thank fuck, dude. Put the training wheels on. Let me fucking baby my way through this fucking game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I could see where if I had paid, like, a full retail price for this, and I was super set on this, itching all of my gaming urges for a period of time, as, like you said, money is typically tight, and I cannot afford to just buy 3,000 games all the time. Yeah, I could see myself being a little miffed,
well,
perhaps. But as somebody who's taken a leisurely stroll through some semi-retro games and just vibing, it's a fun sit-down, chill experience.
It is. It would have greatly benefited from a Wi-Fi co-op.
That is, hands down, my favorite aspect of these games. That is
and the
that,
console version does have that.
Yeah, console version does
I mean of this game.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, the console version of Aragorn's Quest.
That would be tight.
Yeah,
I love that feature.
Really fun.
Just mobbing with your friends, just grinding those levels, getting those abilities. Although I will say, I felt like a lot of the abilities in this game were just kind of lackluster and seemingly unnecessary.
They didn't feel that great to unlock. Like, you would go through the list.
I'm like,
see which one you might want. I liked the explosive arrow.
Yeah, that one's fun. Again, hard to find a good time to use sometimes.
I used it quite a bit when you're coming up on a group. It would blow. It is the same effect as your sword, but like what you're talking about with that sweep.
Yeah, just like knock from them a back. Distance.
Yeah. And then I used the charge with the sword.
Oh,
so you knock
them
back and
one.
Then you come with your charge. I also had the health thing where you regenerate like half your health back.
Oh, sure.
That came in very handy because unlike you, I died a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because I would get like just too cocky or something. Like, I'd be like, I don't feel like parrying right now. I just want to try to hack and slash my way through all of it. They can't do that.
Dude, that I'm not gonna lie to you. The so that ability that I got, the sweeping one,
mm-hmm.
it cost like 5 ability points to unlock, which is super steep at the very beginning.
It is, yeah.
And I just didn't buy anything. I was like, all of this looks like trash. I don't want it. But I'm gonna go for something really big so I can hit something really fucking hard. And you could 2-hit a troll with that thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, that also means you could 2-hit anything else, but 2 hits on the same regular mob is kind of, like, in my mind, a waste. So I would just use it once per group, kill the group, which would recharge my morale, I think, energy.
Your mana, yeah.
Yeah. And then wash, rinse, repeat.
Yep.
Yeah.
See,
but it was fun.
Yeah, it sounds right there where it's like, well, that's boring. But it's satisfying.
It was super satisfying. The kills were fun, and like
the unlocks, the upgrades, even though they were like, once again, kind of lackluster. Maybe if you know the story really well, like seeing the names of the items you're picking up is pretty cool.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're just like a little bit of a bump up each time.
Yeah, it wasn't anything fancy. Like, nothing rendered in game on your character.
Nope.
But still fun, just to look at, like, the little art for each of the items. You're like, oh, fuck, yeah, that's
got
that
an upgrade.
Weapon or whatever. The shit's cool.
The most satisfying upgrade was the weapon, though. I mean, when you actually...
Yeah.
Like, when you actually...
Oh, and it's always a significant damage jump.
You come out of that fucking blacksmithing area, and there's a new mob, and you're just like, I'm using
nah,
my
dude,
strong attack.
You're getting
Let's
fucked, dude.
Happens.
Oh, yeah. No, that was fun. Yeah, I... Just a simple Sunday vibes.
Yeah.
And I liked that.
Yeah.
That was nice. I enjoyed that quite a bit, actually. Like, no pressure. I could just relax, chill, and play a game. We haven't talked about the voiceover at all. the fucking dub work.
Did you think he sounded like Sam Wise?
It was so... Okay, it did. I thought it did sound like him. However, as if... They recorded through a busted cell phone that was still inside of a Ziploc bag underneath the subway. Like, it was just
so
scuffed.
And stepped on. And just,
yeah, like, stepped on just repeatedly. It was so bad. But it did sound like him.
It did.
And it was, like, crackly and just it was so bad.
I think that's why they put, like, the fireplace in the scene was to, like,
just to distract. Like, it's supposed to be there. It's the effect.
And also when he's reading the stories where, like, it would come up where it's just, like, because there's a text box, but there's also a voiceover. And so the voiceover, the text box would be waiting for the voiceover sometimes. Not all the time, but
not
sometimes.
Always.
And it would just be, like, blank. The scene is kind of slowly panning, and it's just this awkward pause in between, like... Not in between sentences, but in between words in the sentence, just waiting for everything to kind of render back in,
yeah.
I guess. It was rough.
Yeah, but the cutscenes were fucking... Like, I wanted to skip them, but like, I also was like, I want to see the dumpster fire.
I don't think there's a skip button.
Select.
Motherfucker.
Yep. select, you could skip any dialogue
every,
at any point.
Every time.
Yeah, dude. One of us always fucks it. We should honestly just at this point be texting each other after like 2 days and be like, have you figured out a way to skip dialogue yet? Oh, shit. That's so funny. Yeah, I did skip a few of the cutscenes. Because just, fuck. Well, one, I'm like, I know what happens in the story. Like, I'm pretty familiar with the fucking story.
Yeah.
But
it was also funny. The kids did have a few funny comments to make.
Like, they would say some fucking off-the-wall shit every now and again, yeah.
This was definitely a four kids game, it felt like. You know,
I feel like I would have eaten this up, like, cause
at the right age. Oh
yeah, 100%. And if there was a wireless multi or co-op rather.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, dude! I could, you know, lunch at school with the homies, just ripping this shit up, killing orcs. Fuck yeah, dude! I'd be all about that shit.
The attention to detail on the orc swords having the hook.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was. You could totally tell. You like, with how little of a pixel thing I'm looking at right now, mm-hmm. It looked really, yeah, fair to
the Uruk-hai looked like Uruk-hai.
Yeah, there was the one dude that has the hammer that's an orc that you can't. I don't remember what the thing was that you couldn't block him.
Yeah,
some
no.
of his attacks. Like,
yeah.
He was just like not.
He's just like,
I
don't give a fuck, dude. You're like, yeah, that's.
That makes sense.
That's fair.
I should have seen that one coming. That's a big
fucking
hammer.
That's a
hammer.
Big fucking dude. Yeah, dude. And the... I don't know. I feel like the pacing was great. The mobs were never swarmy too much. Although, I will say, there are a couple of areas with some wider paths for navigation, if you will. And so you can just kind of run up and down there. And so you might have a couple of different groups that have spawned. And so I just run a big circle and pull them all in and just go ape shit.
I did not ever do that. I thought 3 was a fine number.
Oh, man. Oh, I've had like 8 on screen at once.
How did it slow your system down?
No. It seemed to be doing okay.
Wow. Good, yeah. Good for you, Aragorn's Quest.
Fucking
good for you.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because we've definitely played games where that would have slowed it down.
Fuck, man. Well, I'm thinking, like, as far as some of our other BC list games that we've played, like, this, I think, is one that I've enjoyed the most.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you there.
Yeah. And maybe it's because I'm so nostalgic for, you know, the time I spent playing the other versions of these games on console, you know, in high school, mm-hmm. and just fucking having a blast. Like, I think that's one of those summers is the summer I did nothing but go to work, come home, and I would either play one of the Lord of the Rings games, like the RPG, the 2-disc RPG on the GameCube.
I had seen a thing about that in doing my research.
So
and that
fucking
game
good.
Looks so good.
It is so good. When it just so much fun to play. But that, and I would just watch the extended cut trilogy over and
Dude,
over and over again.
Hell yeah.
I watched it like
watch
20 times in a summer or something. Some ridiculous shit like that.
It's a lot of hours.
It is.
Because at least 4 hours for each extended version, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, they get longer and longer as the movies go, like as you go into the trilogy.
It's insane. It's so much fun, though. Like, I lived in that universe growing up.
We should do a Hobbit watch party.
I would love that, honestly.
That'd be fun.
I'm nervous. I'm apprehensive, rather, about watching The Hobbits. Because there's, what, two movies?
You have nothing to compare it to.
The Lord of the Rings trilogy.
But you've read The Lord of the Rings, right? Or do you just really like the movies?
I do really like the movies. I've read part of the... I haven't read the entire trilogy. I don't remember how much of it I've read, though.
So...
I've read the Silmarillion.
I'm just saying, though, like, with The Hobbit, though, I feel like the reason why it's bothersome for me isn't because it's a bad movie... but because it doesn't stick to the book the way that I wanted it to.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, I think it'd still be good. But yeah, I believe it's 2 movies.
Okay. Anything to get more Lord of the Rings.
Right?
Rings of Power, I thought was pretty good.
Bilbo is a way cooler hobbit than Frodo.
Ah, man. So, here's my beef with that. The Lord of the Rings trilogy did to Frodo with Elijah Wood the same that the original Spider-Man movies did to Tobey Maguire.
With Maguire.
Yeah. They made him too moody, too angsty,
yeah,
too bitchy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I will say this. The difference is that fucking Bully Maguire is a fantastic meme and fucking hilarious. And unfortunately, the farther you get into the fucking trilogy of Lord of the Rings, Frodo just fucking sucks, dude. It's just, it's not meme worthy. He's just a straight up bitch. And Samwise, honestly, should have fucking threw his ass in the fucking fires of Mount Doom.
But then he wouldn't be Samwise.
I know. But, oh, dude, all I can ever think about is that scene at the end of Return of the King. Right? That's the third one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Jesus. But like Frodo wakes up after being recovered from the side of the mountain by the eagles and shit. Huh?
They're all dead.
Yeah, I know, probably. No. But he wakes up in bed and he just looks up and everybody comes, you know, like one at a time comes in his room and it's just the gayest thing ever.
Oh, it is. It is.
It's so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The silkiest
of like knights in white satin. That's what I always think of with that scene.
It's so bad. You know, it's like fucking love it.
Sexy, silky.
Oh, like, God.
Nightgowny.
The slow mo, like emotive, you know, fucking reactions and shit. It's. Oh, God, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But it does have one thing going for it, and that is the fucking soundtrack, because that shit slaps from start to finish all the way through.
Yeah, it does. I saw a thing recently about how that's technically not how Lord of the Rings is supposed to sound.
And I saw that exact same video.
But I didn't ever hear how it was supposed
to. Oh, I did not see that exact same video, though. Oh,
so you did hear it then?
No, I watched a video that was talking about the same thing, and that the movie soundtrack isn't how Lord of the Rings originally sounded.
Because, yeah, they...
And it's talking about, like, the original animated series?
No, show? This would be, movie? I think, even before that, where there was a composer...
Oh, yeah.
That, like, got a hold of Tolkien and was like...
And he put a lot of the verses to song.
Yeah.
I think... If not in collaboration,
and he like went and played with Tolkien, for his or he family. Played,
yeah.
Yeah, he went and like performed it all for the family, and they were like, "Oh yeah, this is great. We give you total permission to like, yeah, this is it."
I think The Road Goes Ever On and On, or The Road Goes Ever On, I think is the name of the song that Gandalf sings.
Yep,
in the movies anyway.
Yeah, and like there's different people that sing it or like make references to it, or they hum it and things like that. Uh-huh. Yeah, yep.
That's a cool thing. Man. I could. I always see like meme videos where people are talking about Lord of the Rings, and then inevitably somebody just starts like, "Did you know?" And they just start dropping all of the everyone knows by this point facts. You know, like Aragorn busting his toe for real
on the rock,
yeah, or on the helmet or whatever.
Yeah, the helmet, yeah.
Yeah, and just but I love doing it. I just love all of it so fucking much.
I'm
so
that good. Way with Napoleon Dynamite.
Interesting.
I know like a lot of facts.
I was
a kind of kid that when I'd get a movie on DVD, I wanted to get all my money's worth out of it.
Hey, fair fact. So, I'm not gonna blame you for that.
Also, just we did a lot of road trips, and we had a DVD player, like a TV in the van. So after a while, you're like, I'm gonna rewatch this, but with the director's commentary.
I always like the commentaries.
Some movies had director's commentary, and some movies had actors' commentaries. So you'd watch through it twice to hear the different commentaries on the scenes. But yeah, the Napoleon Dynamite one was really good. Because it was such a like low budget film that there's so many funny little things that stay in it.
It's a great movie.
It's pretty classic.
Yeah,
it's an era. You know, it defines an era for sure.
I haven't seen that one in a minute.
Do you remember Vote for Pedro shirts?
Oh, dude, everywhere.
Everywhere.
That thing was such a sensation. Like, just out of nowhere, too.
Yeah. I mean, that whole...
That was a whole year of high school, like, that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, just dominated everything. Yeah, and, like, the quotes of, like, the bow staff and, like...
Let me get some of your tots.
Come on, Tina. Eat some of your...
Dude, I still call people, like, I still say, like, Tina, you fat lard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking, yeah. Like,
I don't even remember what it's from anymore.
Or, yes. Dude, they're like, what was his name, Kip?
Kip was the brother, is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Kiff or Kip?
Kit? Kip. One of those.
Yeah.
But like that scene of him with his girlfriend at the bus stop, and he's like trying to do like the wave and shit.
There's a, so if you watch that movie that was subtitles on, when he's the brother sitting at the computer talking to LaQuanda, or what, she got some,
yeah,
it's just the funniest, the
it whole was great
thing. So when he's typing out this thing, it's like a song, but you can't totally hear it because of how quietly he's saying it to himself when he's typing. But when you have subtitles on, they have it like the like song.
Oh, hell yes.
When he's typing, and it is just like the funniest, weirdest. They nailed it. It's so funny. It's just say they nailed these characters because there's nothing like to compare them to, really. Yeah.
Totally unique.
Totally unique. Kind of realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, there's a lot of relatability in that fucking,
especially living here. So I think we moved here and that movie came out.
Oh, it
was like bam, bam,
damn.
And something, cause they're in such a small town type thing.
Yeah.
What a weird movie too. For future, like Gen Z or younger, mm-hmm. to watch. Because it's such a, when it came out, it felt like an 80s movie, kind of. But it was totally a 2000s movie. And it's, I think it now even more so. Do you get what I'm saying? What's weird 100%. About that?
Yeah.
It's,
well,
the Sandlot effect. Because the Sandlot movie is in the 90s, but it's based in the 50s. So it's got a weird, like, era feel. It's like
double nostalgic.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Because it's nostalgic to those that grew up in the 50s or in the time of the story itself because of that.
But it's also nostalgic to us because we were raised on media that, like, glorifies the 50s.
Yeah, that is an interesting thought.
Like, why did we grow up in the 90s, but I'm sure we both watched Leave It to Beaver?
Man, I fuck with Leave It to Beaver. I'm sure if you were to look back, it's probably... Oof. I would probably regret saying I fuck with it. Seems like the kind of show that might be overtly sexist and probably also racist.
I feel like Beaver was just this poor kid that just got bullied as fuck and get himself in this shitty trouble.
He was a
trouble.
Little dweeb.
Yeah.
He didn't have no Lassie to like come, you know.
Another
fight
one that
shit.
We've seen. I remember seeing Lassie.
Dude. I remember growing up on a significant amount of black and white entertainment.
Which is more believable for you, but also I know what you mean. Like, there's a time in the 90s where you got, like, is that, I'm doing my math right, that's like 40 years. But I guess then again, right, we are probably wrong because our TV's common in a household until, like, the moon landing.
Something like that. But even still, like, the
Which
amount,
is
think
69,
about the amount of content
right?
that's coming out every day
is
right
when
now.
We land on the moon?
Oh, fuck. I don't know, man. That sounds reasonable enough.
Sorry, what are you saying, though? Think about the amount of content that comes out on TV.
Just in general. The amount of, like, high-quality content that's, like, entertainment content that's coming out daily. And I'm talking from, like, the big shit. Like, studios, right? Anything on Netflix, Hulu, whatever. Right? Movies, even. All of that shit, it's just, like, pumping out super hardcore. Back then, sure, still a lot of content. Comparatively,
Nothing comparatively.
Like, right now, you couldn't keep up with the stream of content if that's all you did every day. Like, you just wouldn't be able to. So it makes sense, too, that, like,
that's
back when we were growing up.
Agitated.
Yeah, there's like, well, and who's feeding us the content, right?
The older people that were, yeah,
right.
Like our grandparents and shit.
Like,
yeah.
my dad's mom had every fucking movie, show, anything that John Wayne was in on VHS, of course. She had an entire dresser allocated to VHS storage. All the Lone Ranger. Oh, Lone Ranger was fucking...
Never seen that.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, dude,
I
fuck with Lone Ranger.
Never seen a lot of Lassie.
Yeah. God damn, that takes me back. Good times all around. Fuck yeah. Those are the days of John Wayne, fucking Banjo-Kazooie, Ocarina of Time.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, dude. Super Mario 64. All kinds of good shit. Oh, man.
Speaking of games, Are we gonna do the game that we chose?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. That game being
Sonic Pinball.
What? Well, that is a thing. Sonic Pinball.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. That's not the game we're playing. We're playing Sonic Rush?
Sonic Rush.
Sonic Rush.
Yeah. It's
our second Sonic game of the cast? Second Sonic
game, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is this the first time that we've done the second entry in a series? Oh. I think it is.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, I feel because like I should remember better count, what we've played. Because Chrono Trigger and Dragon Quest don't count. Speaking of which... my bad. I don't know if you know about this, Ed.
Mm.
The Dragon Quest episode
mm-hmm.
For the last like 2 weeks has actually just been the Grand Theft Auto episode.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, Lexi reached out and said, hey, on Spotify. And yeah, it wasn't just Spotify. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
That's
hilarious.
So... if you're hearing this, go back now and listen to the Dragon Quest one. I fixed it. It's all good.
Hell yeah.
Click the wrong
button.
Thanks,
Lexi.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Shout out.
Thanks to our one listener for letting us know. God,
putting in that OT. She just had a kid.
Yeah, seriously. Sorry for not delivering you content when you've got a baby attached to you right now.
It's kind of insensitive, but
yeah, that was really heartless of us. It won't happen again.
It probably will.
Nope, this episode will be this episode.
It will be this episode. Or we're not getting paid.
That's right. Wait, you're getting paid?
No.
Okay, good. Good, good, no. Good. That means we'd lose our nonprofit funding.
Yeah, what do we have? 50, what is it? 501c? 503c? Whatever, dude.
That's right.
We're nonprofit.
Yep, that's how legit it is right there.
Mm-hmm. We're not, in case that's a legal thing, actually. I don't know. Anyway, second round of Sonic the next couple weeks. That'll be fucking dope.
I'm down with it. I'm down with it.
I just hope I'm better this time around at Sonic, because I'm historically not good at Sonic games.
That's why when I said, do you want to play this game? Because we had chosen this before we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we were recording, I was like, oh, you may not have as much fun playing this. So,
we'll see. I'm
willing to change it. I'm willing to go random wheel while we're recording.
Oh,
I have a lisp,
bro. That's
really hard to say.
Ooh, that's all right.
Thanks.
Yeah, just got a dead zone in the lip.
Right. dead zone in the lip. Yeah, and the tongue.
Yeah, do you really want to do that?
Yeah, because yeah, I'm down for that.
All right, let's do it. Oh god, this makes me nervous. What the fuck? Atelier Annie? Or Atelier? Atelier Annie? Alchemists of Sarah Island.
I'm guessing this is a point-and-click adventure game.
Oh, that's a good guess. I absolutely don't have a fucking guess for this game.
The art looks sick.
Alright, it does look sick. Role playing, yep.
Is it okay. A U.S. release? Yep, North America.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, look at that. Oh, part of a series. Oh, item creation and resource management.
Okay, Harvest Moon.
RPG, single player. A lot of characters.
All right.
Average reviews. All right. Role-playing meets simulation.
Yeah, it sounds...
world-building and character interactions. Okay. There is a battle system. Turn-based. All right, that's all we need to know.
All right.
We're not playing Sonic Rush.
What game are we playing?
Oh, just put the tab away. Atelier Annie, perhaps?
Atelier
Annie. Alchemists of Sarah Island.
What is Atelier?
I feel like it's got to be... the name of
no, what is an Atelier though? I feel like this is a play on her. Like, Google Atelier before we end this episode.
All right, we gotta let
the people know.
It's a private workshop or studio of a professional artist in the fine or decorative arts. or an architect where principal, master, and a number, and then it trails. Oh, well, what the fuck?
Atelier.
Oh, yeah, because atelier. It's because it's not English. Atelier. Jesus Christ. Well, that's hilarious. Okay. I just assumed it was a dog shit pronunciation or a translation issue.
Atelier Annie.
Entomology.
What are you looking up right now? Something about bugs?
Oh, yeah. Entomology is bugs.
That's fair. I could have assumed what you were trying to put in.
There we go. Etymology is like the history of like language and shit.
That one's different.
Yeah, from French. Atelier.
Morgan's listening to this right now.
Old French. Like splinter of. Yeah, no, I'm sure we're just ruining life for a lot of people right now. Like, you fucking. You.
This
monkeys.
Is my favorite game, you fucking idiots. Speak.
How dare you? All right. Well, look forward to Atelier Annie, Alchemist of Sarah Island.
The Last Airbender.
See ya.
Peace.